A resolution to establish a $15 UTV permit application fee was unanimously tabled by the Las Cruces City Council, following pushback from councilors advocating for larger fees and increased regulation. Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvi, who voiced support for a $50 flat fee, says $15 is not enough to cover the cost of city services associated with increased UTV use.
I would recommend us looking into a scale that is a little bit different. We're also going to have probably repairs on roads. I know I am getting some unfortunate individuals who are saying that there's a lot of trash or litter that are around some of these heavily used areas. And so looking for the future with all of that, I would suggest a bit larger of a permit fee.
Las Cruces Police Department Deputy Chief Paul Brock broke down how the department came to the proposed fee, noting the amount is predominantly based on the salary rate of LCPD officers conducting UTV inspections.
I estimate it'd take about a half hour to complete the UTV inspection, and then the cost of the sticker itself, which is minimal.
The resolution is in response to a March 2020 ordinance allowing UTV vehicles on paved city streets. While amended last summer to include a requirement for a permit, the city will have to set a permit application fee before the requirement can be enforced. Councilor Gil Sorg says the 2020 ordinance has led to a disturbance of peace in many city neighborhoods.
I'm just going to say it out loud. I'm not even in favor of this permit. I'm in favor of repealing the ordinance altogether. I've been getting constant complaints from residential people having these vehicles go through their neighborhood, disturbing the peace. I take it that these people that have these vehicles are just taking advantage of our goodwill to allow them to drive on our city streets. So I can't see supporting even having these vehicles on our city streets.
Between 2019 and 2020, LCPD UTV and ATV-related calls increased by 64%. The increased activity is something Councilor Yvonne Flores has noticed, commenting on areas where she has seen congestion.
I'm in agreement that there is definitely a problem with the UTV, and there's a lot of problems with ATVs too. I've seen those going down Loman and blocking traffic between Loman and Telshore, that stretch right there, and very happily just riding along. But I'm not sure about the enforcement.
Councilor Gabe Vasquez says that while more needs to be done to quell reckless use, he wants Las Cruces to embrace responsible members of the UTV community, suggesting an online etiquette course be required to obtain a permit.
I think folks should have to take a safety course or some type of etiquette course before getting their permit, right? To say, not just on city streets, but even when you are going to use these vehicles in the intended areas, things not to do, right? Like, that you should know not to do, like not cutting illegal roads on public land, like picking up after yourself, leaving no trace when you're on public land, making sure if you're driving that you're not driving through neighborhoods at 1 a.m. with a very loud exhaust system. Some, you know, consideration so that there's an educational component to the permit requirement.
City staff is in the process of preparing a new resolution proposal that will address both the permit fee increase and the addition of an etiquette course. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.